Natalie, I just had a burning desire to sing a Christmas carol.
Which one? I know them all.
I think it's We Wish You a Merry Christmas, or it could be Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Also, I have so many desires. I can't keep up with all of them.
Okay.
The desire I had is I wanted to like get cozy in bed and watch an old Christmas movie. Like, you know, it's fun to watch the silly Lifetime Hallmark ones, but like a classic.
Yes. I know exactly what you mean. It's like curling up with like a Christmas carol from 1950 something.
I was thinking about maybe Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, well, I've already watched that one because I watched that on Thanksgiving. So
wait, is it like clockwork with you? Always something? Yeah. I love that I can know you for so long and still not know that.
Well, you know, we're growing in intimacy every day.
Oh, it feels good.
I do want to honor your desire to set the stage for everyone. Hello, welcome to the Crate Podcast. And this, behind beautiful Kristen is a glowing, sparkling Christmas tree. Behind beautiful Natalie is a glowing, sparkling Christmas tree. And 5, 6, 7, 8. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That was fun.
Desire fulfilled.
It should be a singing podcast.
But we sing all the spiritual lessons.
Oh, man.
I will never forget the day that we decided it would be really fun to yell loving spiritual truths to people, like getting out of cabs. You're so amazing!
You're an infinite being!
You should believe in yourself because you are so much love on the planet!
That's actually just me in front of my mirror in the morning.
The aggressive spiritual truths.
You're prosperous. You're so prosperous you don't even know.
That would actually be a wonderful stocking stuffer if we had a little MP3 of you yelling affirmations.
I think that would be really fun. I'm going to make a little Kristen doll and you can squeeze it in the morning or pull her hair. And she spouts affirmations.
You pull this like long ponytail. She spouts affirmations.
Wait, I have to tell you, I did have a secret intention before we got on this podcast. I was like, I wonder if I can ask Natalie if today becomes the silliest podcast we've ever done. And it's an intention I didn't even speak out loud. And it has found its way into this
podcast.
So
you two friends could have an affirmation Kristen Barbie. And you don't even have to say the affirmations out loud and it will still work.
We'll have it for next Christmas.
Oh, the silliest podcast. Well, it has to be. It has to be the silliest podcast because of what we're going to talk about today. So we have to bring some duality. We have to bring some balance to the conversation.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to go in it.
Well, we are going to go for it.
When we think about winter, right, we think about, here we go, and it gets darker. And just like the seasons have darker and lighter times, there's the dark and the light in our life. And I told Natalie that recently I've been obsessed with studying conflict. Isn't that a hilarious thing to be obsessed with? And it's because for, you know, 15 years now, I've been a story coach. People come to me with their screenplays, plays, musicals, novels, and we go inside and we unearth them and we look for the spiritual meaning behind all of them. And I love Joseph Campbell and I love Carl Jung and I love Maureen Murdoch and I love to talk about the hero's journey and the heroine's journey. And recently I've been writing a screenplay. And I know the problem in it is the conflict. And I've been trying to figure out the solution. You know, I would say to myself, you're not supposed to figure out your screenplay. Your screenplay came here to figure out you. Mm-hmm. If the conflict in my screenplay isn't working and I know it's about conflict, then what is the universe trying to say to me about conflict? So in my journal writing, I've been like, universe, bring it on. I am ready to be taught about conflict. And so as I've been studying and also listening, I've been hearing some things. And just yesterday, was it yesterday you were over? Uh-huh. And I started talking.
As a side note, when Kristen says she learns about conflict through her screenplays, I just feel like I learn through conflict about conflict through my day-to-day life. So yesterday I was walking in the rain crying, so triggered. It was pouring rain. I didn't even have rain boots on. And I called Kristen with one of those, she can barely hear what I'm saying. And I was like, Kristen, I have to go buy a Christmas tree. She's like, maybe you want to come over to my house and then we can think about next steps.
It's so funny because sometimes I can't exactly understand what you're saying, but I can feel you. I was like, come over, come on over.
I was in such a conflict, but yes, it was yesterday that I showed up at your house unexpectedly. And friends, if you want to know what a sweet person Kristen is, I took off my boots, and because I wasn't wearing my rain boots, my black boots had gotten so wet that they stained my feet black. So Kristen got me a towel and sat at my feet. It was like scrubbing my feet with a little towel while I was crying, and it was very sweet.
That's what you do for a friend.
That's what you do. But we ended up, you made me some hot tea. You made me a beautiful soup. I had a nap and then I left. Mm-hmm. But in terms of all that, we did have this great conversation where you brought up some things that you were learning about conflict. And it was such a great conversation. We were like, well, we must podcast on this.
Yeah. And one of the things that had dropped in was the importance of opposing forces in our life, that opposing forces are an evolutionary tool to help us to become who we are. So in any story like Star Wars or Harry Potter, we need to have a villain, and our villain has to be a worthy opponent. So they have to be someone who's like so strong, so charismatic, so wise, so elusive that it seems almost impossible for them to be overcome. And so is the same in our lives. So if we think of the opposing forces in our life, or the resistance, or where conflict shows up, that thing that it seems like we're fighting, whether that is the chronic illness or the problems with the partner or the career issues, they have to seem so insurmountable that we need something that feels supernatural to overcome them. And what it's teaching us about is the supernatural within ourselves.
I loved that when you were saying the opposing forces are the necessary component to us actually uncovering, unleashing, understanding our own powers, that we actually don't really learn how to meet and understand our own powers without seeing it in the opposing force. And I was so excited by what you said, that it has to be a worthy opponent, that it's not something that feels beneath you. It's not something that you feel like you can manage, because then it doesn't feel like a worthy opponent. It doesn't feel like, it has to feel like the Everest that you're climbing in order for you to draw upon things that you've never used before, things that you didn't even know were inside of you. Those, I want to say, dormant superpowers get activated in the presence of this kind of opponent that feels too much, too big, too impossible to beat.
Exactly. And if we were designing a screenplay and this was our second act, what we would do is we would have our conflict or our opposing forces grow in increasing intensity over the second act. So imagine, here you are, you're a human being, you're in your life, and you have something that you've been working on, and you have some conflict in your 20s, let's say, and you're like, hey, I have really gotten over being a people pleaser. And like, I am building skills. I'm learning how to speak my truth. I am getting strong at this. But story structure, which is mythic structure, which is our soul blueprint, tells us it's going to get harder. Okay.
Yay!
So then we get into our 30s, and that thing that we thought we went to the 12-step groups, we went to counseling, we've done all the work, we've read all the books, it now gets more difficult. Right. And so this strength has to go deeper. We develop more tools. We learn more inner resolve. We get more resilience, and then we conquer them again. Building our screenplay, going on towards the end of the second act, now we're going to build it in even more increasing intensity, where actually this time it seems like it's insurmountable. we can't overcome it. And this sends us into the dark night of our soul. So that's why all of a sudden you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s. You're like, I've done this. I've learned this lesson. I have been here. And this time it's knocking me out. This time it's bringing me to my knees. This time I feel worse off than when I ever started. Help. Ouch. I don't know what I'm doing. At that moment, yes, exactly. You are exactly in the right place. Life is doing exactly what it means to do with you. This is the way through which you know yourself. And it's only in those times when it seems like the villain, like the opposing forces, the conflict is too much, that at that moment, there is, you know, we call it in story structure, like the aha moment or the moment of realization, and we call it rebirth. So there's kind of like the death of the old self so that the new self can be born. And so I just want to say out loud to anyone who's listening, if you are finding yourself in this kind of like cycle of life and you're like, shouldn't I be past this by now? I hear life say loudly, no. I am turning you into who you came to be. You and I made this agreement from the very beginning. You are being turned into gold. And only through this do you get to know how beautiful, how powerful, how creative, how transcendent you really are. This is the training ground.
Mm. I love that so much. And I love that I can feel where I've had a hero's journey that's been going through my life, you know, like in the years of my life, as you described. I can also feel the hero's journey I've been on in the year 2020, which I'm sure many of us can feel like we've lived the whole movie, right? Like we remember in the second quarter when it started getting worse, and then the third quarter where it got even worse, you know, and it just felt like it was continuing that way. And I can also feel like almost on the daily, I can also feel like the journey with a certain lesson that's coming up, that there's a certain thing that you're working on, and there's a certain person, there's a certain relationship, there's a certain dynamic, and you can feel yourself moving through the phases of it. And it's a really funny, silly example, but I just have been on a hero's journey with my Christmas tree. And it's so silly, but anything that you give meaning to has meaning, right? And so I give tremendous meaning to Christmas and holidays. And last year, because you know, my husband and I were separated, I ended up going to France for Christmas, which I know it doesn't sound like a horrible thing, and it wasn't. It was a wonderful thing. However, it was not being with my family, not putting up a tree last year for the first time in my life. It was the first time in my life I didn't put up a tree because I wasn't going to be in my own apartment. So, you know, I didn't do it. And I was, you know, in France with him, and we didn't put up a tree because we were just at an Airbnb in Saint-Louis. We had a wonderful holiday, but it was different. It was different. So I was so devoted that this year I was going to have a beautiful tree, and I had the image of it and being reunited with my person, and we were going to do it together. And I had this buildup of what this moment is supposed to be and how much meaning I was adding to it. So it's the day off. I'm going to do it. I pull the tree out of the box, and I take it all apart, and I put it all together, and I separate all the branches, and I plug it in, and nothing happens. And then I unplug it, and I re-plug everything, and then I plug it in, and nothing happens. And I probably spend like 2 hours just trying to plug in different things, and it's not happening. And I can feel a little like whimper, a little tear coming up. Like there's the little girl in me that's getting frustrated, and no one's here to help her fix it. And she's just starting to freak out. And so I go through a whole journey where I end up having to like put it away, go to bed. I get up the next day. I'm determined. I'm listening to Christmas music. I set the stage. It's going to be magic. It was just that my energy was off. It's going to work this time. I try everything. It doesn't work. I try everything. It doesn't work. I try everything. It doesn't work. I ended up taking, like carrying the tree to the hardware store, and we took out every little of the 500 lights, replaced them all, changed all the fuses. And at one point, the adorable man at the hardware store was holding the two plugs about to put them together. And he looked at me like, this is it. I'm like, I can feel it. And he was like, like jiggling them around, like, it's going to be it. It's going to be it. And then he plugged it in and nothing happened. And he was like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's okay. And I pick up like the carcass of the tree and I drag it down the street in the rain and I throw it back in my apartment and, you know, cry all the tears. And I know that it sounds silly to, you know, the fact that there are actually real problems in the world that are not this silly problem that I'm describing. But it felt in that moment like just being confronted with stuff. Like just being confronted with what feels insurmountable. Like I was feeling like this thing that I was doing because I thought it would bring me joy and it was going to be how I was going to express myself and how I was going to express my love and my intentions were so good. How could I feel so blocked? How could it feel like it was so bad and so wrong and like nothing? And then here was the little trigger. Nothing I do is right. Mm. Nothing I do can make this better. Nothing I do can fix this. And then you start to feel like a failure and you feel bad about yourself and you feel helpless and all the things. And so I had to really take a pause. And luckily I work with amazing friends and coaches and healers. And someone said, well, what's the real disappointment? And it was like, I just want to give little Natalie the Christmas of her dreams. And it was like, and you think that's about a tree? And so it was like the real calling of, oh, this is really just about the part of me that feels helpless. Mm. The part of me that feels like I have these big dreams. I want this big life. The part of me that feels like I can't do the things that I want to do. Or I can't do the things that little Natalie dreamed of. That yes. I'm not able to be the responsible, amazing person who can do all the things. Like I just couldn't figure it out. And I felt like I was disappointing a part of myself, you know, feeling so helpless and needy. And then it just like came over me. I was like, wait, I'm going to go online. I ordered a tree, 1 hour delivery. And within 1 hour I had a new tree and I plugged it in and all was well in the world. And I thought to myself, it's so interesting. And I was just saying this to you, Kristen, that I was actually in relationship with struggling in the drama as opposed to being in relationship to the solution. And that's the hero's journey that I'm often on, that I, you know, I'm an actress for a reason. It's like, I'm so good at being in the drama, being in the struggle, that often the way I will actually express myself is by finding a drama or finding a struggle to insert myself in. So I feel myself expressing my gifts. So the way you describe the opposing force as the thing that rises up your gifts, you know, it's like, where in my life do I actually create opposing forces so my creative expression, my dramatic flair, my ability to be the conqueror of whatever problem gets to be exercised and seen and felt? And if I know that, then I can choose more consciously. Then I can, yes. I can choose my own adventure with a little more ease and love for myself.
Yes, then we can play with it. And that was one of the things that came in, that instead of like trying to go down in the trenches and beat this thing and like really attack it and get really like with it, there's another way of being with it, which is if we realize the opposing force is actually here to benefit us, then we can see it as our friend. So when that thing flares up, oh, there's my fear of scarcity. Oh, my fear of scarcity is actually here to teach me how abundant I am. So instead of going down and trying to like lick it, let me just take myself into where it has come to deliver me. So then I can play with it. I can dance with it. I can have a new relationship with it. Like it has come here to transform me. So why don't I just let it?
Yeah.
Why don't I just let it show me who I am and enjoy that process? And be grateful. And be grateful every time it shows up that it has come to teach me who I am. And we can play, we can dance.
And that, I love that, that it's actually come to show you a part of yourself. That's a gift. That's an amazing part of yourself that maybe you've forgotten about, you know, yeah. Or maybe you didn't know was there in the first place. And I love what you were saying the other day about, you know, when you were looking at some of your opposing forces and as seeing them as the opportunity to not find ways to try to beat the opposing force at its own game. Like if the opposing force is around struggle, not trying to cope with struggle through putting yourself in pressure, or struggle.
Yes.
But instead saying, what are my superpowers? Outside of this opposing force, what are my superpowers? I have a superpower of listening. I have a superpower of play. I have a superpower of fun, of joy. I have a superpower of making things beautiful. I have a superpower for empathy. Like, whatever your superpowers are, we meet that monster before us, not by meeting it at its game, but by meeting it with our superpower. So how can I address struggle not with more struggle? How can I address struggle with my superpower of play or with my superpower of fun?
That's it. When you know what your superpowers are, like, I know that I am great at play. I am great at magic. I am great at ease. I am great with imagination. Let me use these things that I know are my transcendent wings and bring those to my opposing forces. So that, and then it gets to be fun. Like, oh, you think you got something on me? Where do you see what I got? Where do you see my colors? And then I can have fun thinking how I'm going to use my superpowers here. So when that bill comes from the hospital and you're like, whew, wow, okay, opportunity to use my superpowers in a new way. Mm. When you get dumped in an unexpected way and it hurts like hell, okay, new way of using my superpowers, right?
Yeah.
So when these things come, it gives us an opportunity to really expand these gifts to new directions.
Mm.
So we're not getting in denial about the things that occur, and we're not bypassing them in any way. We are fully embracing them, but also letting them be our catalyst into who we came to be.
The catalyst. I love that a lot. It really reminds me in Malcolm Gladwell, I'm not sure which of his books he talked about this, but he talked about how David defeated Goliath. And it was, you know, Goliath was so big and so massive and had so much power and so much strength that obviously it was like little tiny David was nothing in compare. Like he was going to just smush him, or he was going to just, you know, he would take him out so easily. And so David kind of knew, and I'm obviously paraphrasing the beautiful way that Malcolm describes it in his book, but David kind of knew, I can't beat Goliath at Goliath's game. Mm-hmm. Like, if this is going to be a game of who's stronger, I lose. If this is a game of who's like bigger and has more power, I lose. But David had other superpowers. He was super fast because he was little, and he was really good with a slingshot. Yay! You know, and so he was able to say, I will fight the fight with my superpowers, not by, you know, fighting with the opposing force's superpower. And that's how he won. And I think that for us as humans, it's like, how often do we, and like, total shout out to our lovely, glorious friend, Caitlin, who is incredible. And she just was doing some work with me on my Akashic records, like so cool, so powerful. And she was talking to me about sovereign energy. What are you in your sovereign energy, and allowing the energy that you feel you are, that you're in your sovereignty, you're in your kingdom, your queendom. What is that energy? And allowing that energy to be the dominant energy. And then it's kind of a throwback that I was in a class last night with one of my teachers, and he was talking about the dog whisperer, Caesar Millan. And he was saying that Caesar would, you know, go in to deal with an animal that was totally anxious and stressed out and scared or aggressive or whatever the energy was. And he would notice that the owners of the animal would inevitably get into that energy too. Like, you know, so it was that everyone goes to the dominant energy. So the second someone gets anxious and stressed out, it's like you feel that energy, we all go there. And Caesar's tactic was, he's less training the dog and more training the owners to say, how can your energy be sovereign? How can your energy be dominant, and your energy of calm and peace be more dominant than whatever the animal's expression of anxiety is? And inevitably the animal will translate into the dominant energy. So he would just be calm and breathing and almost like surround the animal so it couldn't get away. But be calm and nurturing and just hold compassion. And the space of that energy became dominant, and you would see that the animal would immediately calm down in this presence. They would immediately feel relaxed. And so when you think about the opposing force, if the opposing force feels like chaos, it feels like anxiety, it feels like insurmountable pain, then the energy in me that will be my superpower is whatever energy that I can hold that can even be dominant to that fear.
Yes. And that's where we get to be masters. And we can see the outer world is that barking dog, right? Situation, circumstance, it's all that barking dog. And we forget who we are when we let the barking dog be the dominant one. And we have the opportunity at any time to go, I'm the dominant one. My energy will tell the barking dog how to behave.
Yeah.
And so that's when I embody the energy of success. I embody the energy of peace. I embody the energy of prosperity. I embody the energy of clarity. I can embody this energy of safety. And then I can just hold that as the dog barks. And then eventually we will see that those barking dogs, those opposing forces, the thing that we want to call the antagonist or the villain, will transform. And that's what happens always in the third act of the story. And it's at that moment when you go head to head with the thing that once was the biggest problem, in that after that, you get the golden elixir. That's the word. It's at that moment you get the golden elixir, right? You get the gift, and that the hero or the heroine can bring back that gift to the community. Because we do this work so that we can give. So because once we have owned those qualities within us, then we can share them with the community.
And I think it's really interesting that it's very easy to fall into the story when the dog is barking of, why is this happening to me? This always happens to me. I want someone else's barking dog. I don't want this barking dog. But to know that the energetic sovereignty and dominance that you learn only gets accessed because of the barking dog, that if the barking dog wasn't there, which I know we wish it wasn't, but if it wasn't there, there would be no reason for those gifts to show up and show you that they're there. And so at some point, that's when we can go back to the barking dog and say, wow, I never thought I would say this, but thanks.
Thank you.
You know, I certainly wouldn't have said it at the time, but thanks. Like, thank you, divorce. Thank you, loss. Thank you, pain. Thank you, sickness. And that takes time, you know, sometimes. But to know that there is actually a possibility that if you can lift your gaze higher than the situation to say, there may be a day when I look back on this moment and thank it, because if not for this, and I know that we can all think of moments in our lives where the impossible happened, and who we became in the moment to face that was someone we didn't know we were.
Mm-hmm.
And how our life course completely changed as a result of that knowing. So whatever we're in now, whatever superpowers are continuing to lay dormant inside, those are actually the gifts to the life that we're dreaming about. And the way that we close the gap between the life we dream about and the life we live now is by going face to face against those opposing forces and go, okay, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I love what you said about, and then we will one day turn back and thank those forces. You taught me who I am. You were the gift. Speaking of Christmas, who knew that the opposing forces in our life, the conflict itself, is the gift, right? In fact, we think that conflict is coming from outside of us, but it's coming from inside of us. And what great storytellers know, and what I've really been studying, is that conflict is always tied to what the character wants most. So if when we think about even like how the world is created, we know that for like every force, there's an equal and opposite force, right? It's when Stephen Pressfield talks about like resistance, anytime your soul wants to grow, there's that equal force being like, no, don't grow. But they are not separate. They are part of the same entity. So when we look at like the yin and yang symbol, or even when we look at the divide in the country right now, it's not separate. It's all part of the same thing. And the opposing force is part of the growth. It's part of the evolution. In fact, the evolution is not possible without the opposition. So the more that we can keep pulling back to that larger perception that sees unity at all things, then it gives ourselves a whole new context for our lives. We keep showing up to go face to face with the opposition, but now knowing that it's came to deliver us somewhere that we actually want to go. You know, without it, we have no springboard. Mm. And it's tied to our desire. It is here because of our desire. It's here because it is, it's almost like our desire itself summoned it.
Yeah. And like the bigger the Goliath, the bigger the desire.
Yeah.
And so we mustn't be afraid to feel into the bigness of what we really want. We mustn't put ourselves in the small box that says, here's what I think is possible, or here's what I think I deserve, but rather really open ourselves up to say, no, this is what I really want. And it's big, and it's magic, and it's impossible, and it's scary. And that's why I want it. And I know that in the wanting of it, I am inviting the monsters of the opposing forces of it into my life. But my love for it and my desire to know myself through my journey towards it is bigger than the monsters that will get slayed along the way.
Yeah. And so when we can see the big things coming, we're like, oh, this is a big conflict. This is a mother of a conflict. Ooh, this is getting me, this is going to make me so powerful. This is going to make me so huge. Woo! Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. And I think even, you know, many people have had such a challenging year this year. And so to even be able to look at 2020 and say, what groundwork has this been preparing us for?
Yeah.
You know, what shifting has happened? What superpowers got uncovered this year? You know, what got to fall away as we got quieter and stiller, and a lot of the things that we normally use to distract ourselves went away? There's a big opportunity here for a big edge of growth and for us to be revealed to ourselves even more. And when that happens, the whole consciousness on the planet gets revealed.
That sounds like a good time to me.
I mean, I think it does sound fun.
Yeah. I'd like the consciousness of the whole planet to be revealed.
Man, that would be great. And always and with equal opposing forces. So I think we're doing a great job.
Oh, it sounds like we're exactly where we need to be.
Good job, human.
Everything's right on schedule.
I think back sometimes of us being in Bali at the beginning of 2020, thinking like, wow, this year, I feel it. Good stuff is coming.
Oh, those little babies, they had no idea what was on the way.
We were playing with the monkeys in the forest thinking that was our biggest hurdle.
Yeah, we were riding on the elephant thinking it only goes up from here.
Man, but it surely does. You know, what comes to greet us is for our evolution and for our ascension. So yeah, let's go down so we can rise right up.
Speaking of rising up, we're getting so close to Christmas and we're getting so close to the new year. We're getting
we sure
so,
are.
We're like in our last days and we're getting so close to 2021.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like we should do something.
Yeah. It feels like, say if you and I were going to get together.
Let's just say for fun.
For fun. And like throw a little party.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That sounds fun. What if while we were throwing our little party, we did it online? So
yes.
All of our friends, podcast listeners from around the world could join us at our party.
I love that. I love to have a party with everyone. And what if we did it like on the 30th? So not to clash with anyone's 31st plans.
Yes.
But we throw the New Year's Eve party of the century.
Yes.
On the 30th. We ask people to dress up.
Yes.
Let's do it in the middle of the afternoon because I like a daytime party.
Absolutely. And people can have tea or champagne, whatever is their bliss.
Yes, whatever your bliss is. There's no rules.
And during this party, what if we had like some deep, amazing, enlivening, soul-expanding conversations, exercises, and activities to help us kick off this new year with a giant bang, doing something we've never done before, being people we've never been before.
Yes, and can we also have games and prizes and music?
Done.
And can we just throw out the way it's ever been done before and completely invent something new?
Let's do it. So let's manifest it. Mm-hmm. We've already made it. We're just kidding, friends.
It's in our newsletter if you read about it.
It's in our newsletter. We're going to throw a party / class on the 30th.
And it's actually called Throwing Out the Game Plan.
Throwing Out the Game Plan.
We want to throw out the game plan of what it even looks like. So this workshop is going to be more like a party, but like a soul party. It's going to be fun and it's going to be deep. Just like how we like our hot love, that's how we like our active internet time.
So friends, we would love for you to save the date, December 30th. Mm-hmm. In the afternoon. And if you're interested in this, you can check out our website or you can check out our newsletter to sign up. But signups will be going up very, very soon. And we would love to have you come and join us for this amazing shift from 2020 into 2021. You know, we're not into making New Year's resolutions that you're not going to keep. We're into developing a beingness and a way of approaching your life in a way that you've never done it before. And so we have some really exciting things planned for you, and we would love for you to dress up and come and hang out with us on the 30th.
Yeah. And also, because we like to have a good time, and we know that life is all about relationships, your relationship with yourself, your dream, and those around you. If 2020 taught us anything, it's those relationships, man. They're everything. We are doing like a huge, massive sale on our Epic Relationship Series.
Yay! It's actually half price. Our Epic Relationship Series course is half price, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want access to that deal, to that course, you can just let us know. You can shoot us an email. We'll give you the code, or you can check out our Create Facebook page. And we have the flyer up there with the special discount code for you. And I can even probably tell you what it is right now. Should I just do that? Is anyone listening and dying to know?
What's the code?
So if you go to our courses under Relationship Series, you can get a special holiday discount for this class. And the code is T like Tiger, C like Christmas, S like Santa, 2020, TCS 2020. And if you go to the createseries.com/relationship series and you click on the relationship series to buy it and you use the code TCS2020, you will get this course for half price, friends.
Oh, I like half price.
It's so fun. And it's over 6 hours of you and I staring at someone's eyeballs. What could be more fun?
Yeah. If you've ever wanted us to be your best friend, we will be throughout this whole series for 6 hours of party time with us. And then I feel like 2021, you and I got some new offerings.
We got some new stuff going down. If you're interested in any of the stuff I got going on, you can email me at natalielynroy@gmail.com. It's LYNN, natalielynroy@gmail.com. And I've got a couple of things. I have my January acting class that I'm going to be kicking off starting the first week of January. We're going to be diving deep into mastering self-tapes and auditions and the mindset around being a powerful creator. And it's really fun. And I get people from all experiences. Some people have never acted before. Some people have been doing it for a long time. And it's a party no matter what. And then the other thing I'm really excited about, Miss Kristen Hange, is I have a brand new course called Accessing Magic.
Woo!
It's a real fun one. And it's a real support community course. And it's totally driven and designed by, we have been spending 2020 doing a lot of deep diving into resistance and shadow work. And now this course is about going out of the shadows and into the light and taking those superpowers that we learned from the shadows and bringing them forward into the light, into the vision, into the manifestations, and into, you know, why is it that, you know, whether it's the secret or law of attraction, why does it feel like those things work for a little bit and then I lose track? And what is the game plan of how you can actively and consciously be in relationship with your vision without feeling that the natural duality of life throws you off your course. So we're going to explore all of those and the archetypes that kind of tend to hold us back when we get off track. And it's going to be super, super fun. And that one's starting in the middle of January. So if you're interested in that, I got a really cool conscious community developing for that one. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. I have two little things just real quick. If you, cause we are coming up to the holidays and the new year, haven't gotten a copy of my book, God, Sex, and Musical Theater, you can order it online, but I'm also doing this really fun thing where if you want an inscribed copy where I write a personal message just for you, check this out. I take your name, I meditate on your name, I draw a divination card, and then I like download a personal message from my heart to your heart.
No way.
Yeah. So I've been doing that and it's so fun. I feel like I'm connecting with people all over that I don't know. So you can go to my Instagram at Hengi Love and order it in the link there, or you can email my Kristen Hengi classes. Kristen, KristinHanggi classes at gmail.com. And the only class that I'm doing in the new year right now.
What?
Is a little baby class, because it looks like I'm shooting a film in February, which means I have very little time, but I'm going to do a 4-week writing class. So Sundays in January, 2021, it's the best, most nurturing group. Oh, they're all such loves. And if you've ever wanted to take my class, but you're like, oh, it's a little expensive, it's at a special low price just for 2021. It's $450. Yeah, and you can come and get all the goods. And wow. I would love to have you.
I mean, just FYI, I do love to read your book. I like to read your poetry as part of my morning meditation. I like to read a poem and then like go into my meditation, and it really like raises my vibration for the day. And I love what you're doing with that. That's so exciting. And I might make you do one for me just because you love me. Maybe yes. That'll be my Christmas present. And I have experienced working with Kristen. I'm not even a writer, but Kristen has pulled out of me magic I did not know was inside of me. And also, you've been such a midwife to my little Christmas movie that I'm creating. And you have just helped me so, so much. And, you know, now we're in development meetings and all these fun things. And I would have never happened without you and your vision and your laser sharp ability to see the truth and even see the truth throughout like our little writer resistance that comes up. You know, like you have a really solid way of holding that dominant energy so that the project can be birthed. So if anyone has anything inside of you that you want to come out, you're scared, you don't even know exactly what it is yet, you don't have to know. Take the course. It knows. It'll let you know. Kristen will guide you. It'll all work out.
That's what I love doing. Oh,
so good. So good. Well, thank you, friends, for listening. Thank you for being here. And we can't wait to share more with you. So keep an eye out for our course on the 30th. Keep an eye out for our online course if you're interested in that little baby. And we will have more gifts for you as we go.
Oh, we love you. Have the best time with your loved ones and know that no matter what comes up, you got magic powers.
Thank you so much for listening. We love to feel like we have friends all over the world in you who are committed to doing their dream on the planet.
And if you liked this podcast and you want to find out more about what we're doing or who we are, our pop-up classes, our online classes, you can check all of that out at thecreateseries.com.
And if you want to be part of our Facebook community, you can go to the Create Community page. That's C.R.E.A.T. Community.
And if you loved this podcast, why not share it with a friend?